Hello, welcome. Hello, welcome to our pre-show here for Tuesday, the 12th.
I got to take a piss. I got to take, no sooner do I start the pre-show than I got to get up and urinate. Hold on. We're not going to go outside right now, Thunder. Goddamn cat, she thinks we're going outside. We went outside last night, we'll go outside tonight, but after the show's done. Do you have a girlfriend in your life? I'm not going to mention any names, but do you have a girlfriend in your life when you're apart? Or let's say you're on the phone and you guys are FaceTiming. I'm sure you guys FaceTime with your girlfriend. Does she, before you hang up for the evening, put on a little show for you? Whoa, you know what I'm talking about. Sure she does. I'm kidding. All right.
We did a movie called Vampire Planet. I was very proud of it, and I did it with Ray Kitschke, and I did it with, and we did it on a budget of $37,000. And it was the vampires, and the whole premise was the astronauts landed.
Well, there was a planet called, there was a movie called Planet of Vampires.
There was a movie called Planet of, I'm talking about a movie that we did back in 1968 or 69.
Testing 1-2.
Oh, yeah, that was a movie called Vampire Planet. No, and look, Norton, you may do porn. No, they did have a film called Planet of Vampires. Oh, no, I know all about Planet of Vampires. That was Mario Bava. Yeah, Mario Bava is one of the top directors of... What do you know about it? You do nudie cuties. I don't do nudie cuties. I mean, I do hardcore porn. All right, well, you do hardcore porn. Mario Bava.
Is that the joke? We're going to spend a whole half hour just fucking up Mario Bava's name or Bava's name? Mario Bava. Planet of Vampires, which is said to be an influence of Ridley Scott's for Alien. And if you look at Planet of Vampires, it's got the same kind of misty fucking planet and, you know, this creeping paranoia. The ship's crew is being stalked by this malevolent force, in this case, the evil spirits of the inhabitants of this planet, who these spirits go into the dead bodies of their comrades, these dead astronauts, and then suck their blood, you know, Planet of Vampires. Yeah, baby. 1-2. Bitch? Fuck you doing, bitch? Testing 1-2-3-4-5. Testing 1-2-3-4-5.
We're very interested in doing a thing called Planet of Vampires. Have you not thought that, Mr. Gray? If you're talking about Vampire Planet, no. Vampire Planet, Planet of Vampires is a film that was done. We directed, me and Dave Kitschke, produced a film called Vampire Planet, and it was a mood piece. It starred Odeo Bronson. We had Carolyn Hauser, and just a bunch of out-of-work actors. We filmed it in Miami in 1968 or 60, I forget when. 1968 or 1975.
Testing 1-2-3-4-5.
Phil, I've asked for this time to speak to you alone.
One-on-one with Frank Gray. Frank, people know you as a very interesting guy, yeah. And they know you as, you've heard the term gender confusion, right?
I've heard, let me say this,
but you've heard the term.
Let me say this, Phil. I am not that doesn't make me trans, I'm not transphobic.
I understand that. You're talking about pronouns getting...
I got a problem with pronouns, they tell me. I don't, to me, if I look at you and I say, there she is... They're telling me that I'm somehow using the word he.
Yep, you're screwing it up.
Okay, but it's not because I don't. It's not that I want to do it. It just does it.
Now, lately you've taken on something different. Lately you've stopped confusing pronouns, and you're now just using the pronoun it.
I'm using the pronoun of what?
It.
So I'm saying he.
No.
It. I'm calling you God.
No, you're not calling me God, you're calling me it.
No, I'm not calling you it, I'm calling you God. Okay, Phil, so you're saying that I'm calling you it, even though...
Yeah, the word you're using for God, we use for it.
Well, all right, so when I call you it, understand that what I really mean to call you is God.
Okay, fine.
Jesus H. Christ.
Frank!
Margaret, if there's one, there was one specification to keep you out of here.
Margaret, if you don't mind. All right, I dropped off his egg salad sandwiches there.
All right, thank you.
Pain in the ass.
Isn't it wonderful? I married it. Oh, God, 50 years ago I married it. 50 years ago, it was only 15. I'm kidding. I married it 40 years ago. Testing 1, 2, 3. Vampire Planet was a film that I did with Ray Kitschke and Dino Pascagoula. And it was a film that I believed in. And a film I sank every dime I had into Vampire Planet. And it was about an astronaut that lands on a planet. And he's in a spaceship, and it's in a spaceship, yes. And it's in, and its crew members are in the spaceship. So
there's more than one astronaut.
More than one astronaut. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, I can tell you something right now. You know what, man? Yeah, Vampire, I did Vampire Planet. I was very proud of that. You know, and I had great actors with us.
Ray Kitschke. Ray, how are you?
Well, how are you, Frank Gray? Long time no talk to you.
A long time no talk. And, you know, I guess truth be told, I didn't want to talk to you for the longest time because, you know, you owed me money.
That's what keeps friends apart. I didn't think I owed you money, but we're straight now, right?
We're straight now. Look, and I'm talking to Henry here about Vampire Planet.
Uh-huh.
And how we got ripped off in that movie.
Right.
Well, but you don't agree.
No, I don't agree. And of course I don't agree. There was a movie out called Planet of Vampires. And it was directed by Mario Bavo.
I know about Planet of Vampires. Didn't we do the original Vampire Planet?
No, man, we did not. We ripped off Planet of Vampires. We did Vampire. It wasn't a ripoff.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man. Test 1, 2.